You just don't know what you're thinking and believing, but you just get to have it just because you want it. As selfish as that sounds, you just get to have it because you just want it. You don't have to have any conditions on it. And yes, because I said so.
You dedicated your life. You accumulated the loans and the letters. You're saving lives. Time to save your own. You know you're already successful, but you want more. You want your time back. You want financial freedom and the ability to do what you love from anywhere. This is just for you. Come inside the Flip the Prescription podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. We start in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I definitely have energetic blocks. As an energy healer, it's obvious to me, but it's hard to focus on yourself while helping others. So just the way I look at it is, and you've heard this before, you got to do face mask on first. If you are not willing to put it on first, you can't be the best leader. Because I believe that we need to embody everything we teach as leaders. And especially when it comes to being the masterful teacher, you have to show your clients and who you are that you are also embodying the work that you're doing within some degree. And then that takes away the self-sabotage. It takes away feeling like you're a fraud. It takes away the feeling like I'm not doing my own work. So how can I expect someone to come to work with me? So you always have to put yourself first. I do this work every single day. Every single day I'm working on my mindset. Every single day I'm working on something, elevating myself to the next level. Because I know if I don't, then how can I really lead other women in the same process? Because our minds are humans. We like to go back to the things that we don't like. We like to do the things that actually stress us out because it's easy, because we know the result. I know what's going to happen. I know when I go down this road. I know when I eat this food, I'm going to feel this way. I know when I don't do the things I said I'm going to do. I know what the result is. But we as humans, we do it because we're human. You know what I mean? So flip the belief around. It's easy to focus on myself. In fact, it's essential that I focus on myself, because if I do not, how can I be the best practitioner that there is out there? Because there's millions of you out there. How do you stand out from the crowd? That's what you need to do. Okay, forgiving myself and being ready to receive again. Open that heart chakra. Yes, Dr. Stella, it's so important. You know, that's that feminine. That's allowing. That's the trusting. Your heart chakra is always going to be in a place of like, this is where our power center is, aside from our solar plex. But we as humans, and you guys are healers, because you're most of you are the chiropractors or healers in here. Like you're going to be emitting this so that people feel you. And when you are in that sense of feeling, I mean, everything changes. I know opening my heart and having people come in is important. When I see people liking posts on the internet, I already know this person's heart's not very open. Men, excuse yourself, because many men aren't emotional sometimes. So that may just apply to you. But when I see a woman just liking a post and not showing an emotion, I already know her heart's closed. I already know her ability to receive wealth, that next level is closed. I can see the behaviors and their patternings when it comes up. It shows up everywhere, right? Don't want to show too much of emotions. Don't want to be too vulnerable. Don't want anybody to really know about who I am. I'm going to keep my emotions right here underneath the shield where it's safe. I know. That was me. And I still got to work on it. All right, Christina, your quantum leap is coming. I've blown two large sums of money. You just made me realize my Dr. Joe 70-minute morning meditation needs to focus on this. Yeah, Dr. Joe is amazing. I've had so many people that go to Dr. Joe and still come to me. Dr. Joe will help you sort of focus in, but he doesn't get to the root of this stuff. And I used to be with Dr. Joe when he had 50 people in the room. So years and years ago. And you know, when you could take pictures with him and he would come sit at the table with you. And I don't know how his stuff is really big right now. Dr. Joe teaches a lot of things about centering yourself. So his stuff is good, but it stops here because he can't do it on such a grand scale. You have to get deeper when it comes to the abundance. You know, you can see it and believe it out there, but if you and yourself and your nervous system and your core beliefs are still saying something else, you're going to have this, you know, conflict that's happening. How do you explain spending your savings when you have debt in terms of money mindset? So I think she just jumped off. But what I wanted to explain to you right now is that there's a balance. When I was going through this whole process again and basically going to like self-development school. All I had was my credit cards. I couldn't get tuition to pay for it. So in my mind, I was like, I was willing to go into debt to put stuff on credit cards, which are zero now. My cards are all zero because I knew that that was something that was going to help me. I didn't mind paying the interest rate because I decided that interest rate was the cheapest way for me to buy money so that I can get a program that helped me expand me to the next level. So sign me up for the investment. And when I started doing that, as soon as the money started coming in, I did hire the mentor, but then I also went and paid off my credit card at the same time. So I was allowing myself to have the debt without meaning something. Whatever you're assigning meaning to will be the meaning. So if you decide credit card debt is bad, it's bad. If you decide, you know, brownies after 6 p.m. are bad, they're not. But if you decide that they are, they are. If you decide that, you know, whatever it is that you are assigning meaning to, comes from your perspective and your lens of life of how you're looking through things, which is your determination. And if you want a different view, a different lens, you've got to change that belief, right? Because all those things in life that you've been dealt with, your parents, the experiences, that this person, that person, this is how you're seeing life. But if I come along and say, oh, you don't need to do that, you don't do that, you're like, wow, it actually is different now. You get to do that. So whatever you're assigning meaning to is the meaning you'll have. So you decide, yes, a bank account that reflects my expertise. So what if you looked right now, and I did this before my bank account started blowing up, and I was like, all right, I see you little $1,000 in there or $1,500, and I know it's going to have 40. Sometimes I would go take a screenshot and I would put a little bit of like a thing over it, and I'll be like, there's my 40,000. Or I'd be like, what would it feel like to have 40,000? I remember the time I had $40,000 and I thought that was a lot of money at the time. And now, and then when it went to 150, and went 200,000, and then went over 400,000, half a million, I was like, is this really my life? I remember I'd screenshot, I was like, remember those days when you were like getting like those $34 like overdraft fee? Not once, but twice maybe in a day. You know, it's like, it can change. So don't look at your bank account. You've already created that. In order to get to the next level, you have to start seeing the bank account with more money. What would it feel like if you took your credit card or whatever, your debit card, you went and you paid for it, and you didn't sit there going, well, I'm worried about this purchase. Like, you just bought what you wanted. On a small scale, you need to let yourself feel that exchange of wealth that's happening for you. And then your bank account will start expanding, and it will never go below six figures. I mean, if that's what you want, it'll never go below that. How do you deal with this mindset when your family, spouse is raised differently? Cynthia, so with this, you have to realize this is where they are. It's where they are. They don't think like me. This is where they are. No judgment. You have to allow your spouse to have that belief system. This is where they are. No judgment. And when you allow that, what happens is you take away them and needing to think and feel on your level, because they will do exactly what Kali says. They will come around and they will start changing. More real estate, okay, so the things that you're asking for, travel, everyone's a travel, beach house. Oh my gosh, I want a beach house. Where would you like that beach house, Danielle? Have you started looking for it? Did you start shopping for it? Do you have a vision of it? Do you know where it's going to be? What does it look like? How much millions are you spending for it? Money needs somewhere to go. When you are energetic shopping, you are showing money where you want to put the money. My money was going to my G-Wagon. It was going to first class tickets. It was going to so many different things in my life. Money has to have a place to go. You cannot sit there and ask just for the money. What are you going to do with the money when it comes in and really do with it? If it's just save it, well, compounding that money, we'll see how fast that works. You want a quantum leap, give money a place to go. If you want a beach house, look at the beach house. Side business, what would it look like? A maid, okay, so you want a cleaning lady. You could have that right now. Go hire a cleaning lady for once a month. Feel how wealthy you'll feel. A vacation, lawn care. Go get my guy who cuts my grass, $30. You can get them come once a month. Personal chef, I bet you can do one meal a month where you can feel that energy. Valerie, I remember, she put this down here. Travel with children wherever you want to go. Ask your kids where they want to go. Plan your family trip. If better yet, go spend a day if you live near a big city and have that big event, and that will be the as if you're going on the trip. You can start simulating these things so they become more of your reality. You know, having a cleaning person is like, everybody should do this, especially when you're a practitioner. Y'all should never, none of you should be cleaning your house. Nobody should be cleaning their house. To be dependent on any, not to be dependent on anyone, to financially survive. So what does financial freedom feel like? Well, I tell you, when I got divorced, I couldn't believe, I had a belief that I couldn't provide for my family because I went from my mom to my ex-husband. And it was like, what about me? I was like, I don't know if I could do this. And I literally had to work on that belief for a year until I realized like, wow, of course I can do, of course I can, of course I can provide. But when you have a spouse with you, sometimes that spouse creates a false sense of safety and you don't realize your worth and how you can create the money that's out there for yourself because you're looking at your spouse to be supporting you. What if your spouse took away that support? What would you do? Could you do it? You absolutely could. Treat it like you don't have a backup plan with the spouse. When people have a backup plan, they actually shoot themselves in the foot. The backup plan actually is a thing that stops them from getting to the next level of wealth. Paying off all debt. Dr. Carolina, what does all debt look like? I used to sit down and write down my debt and I'd be like, well, how many payments do I have to make? And I'm like, all right, I see this going down. Whatever payments I would make, I would pay off. I would do the Susie Orman thing or whatever it was. If I had 3 credit cards, I took the smallest amount and I pay that off. Every time I started feeling like it was going away, it started making me feel better about the wealth and the debt. I reassigned meaning to it. You can reassign meaning to it. Completely expand consciousness, which gives me everything. So Sandy, the way you expand your consciousness is find out where your consciousness is limited. Because when you do, you put awareness on it, bam. Oh, you can do that. Okay, healthy. Well, every day you're healthy. You're alive, you're breathing air. That to me makes me healthy because I'm alive. You see how quickly you can start changing things? Yes. Are you guys seeing how maybe the way you're thinking is limiting you? Yes, 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 no. What's that guy's name? Cheryl said, expect miracles. Absolutely. Taking whole family on vacation. What would that look like? Where would you go? We went to Cancun. We went to the Hyatt Ziva and we had the greatest time. I took my family there twice. What would that look like, Christy, for you? The best backyard in the state. Well, Kylie, what does your backyard look like? I would tell you, start going to look at it now. Start screenshotting things. I mean, once you start looking at that shit on Google, it starts showing up in your Instagram, or your Facebook feed anyway. So, you know, because that's how they do. They listen to everything. But start screenshotting it. Keep a folder. What does your backyard look like? The more that you can start deciding and creating the backyard now, people wait till the money comes before they start creating the vision. The vision is what leads, the desire is what leads the wealth. When you understand that, things will change for you. I have 2 houses to be near my children. Okay, what does that look like? Calling my dad and telling him we're good. What does that look like? Imagine that phone call. What does that phone call look like to you when you're calling him up? How are you feeling? I knew when I was buying my GY, I was going to go live on Facebook and talk about it. I already saw myself going live. I saw the celebration before it happened. I was already in the state of it. And guess what? It happened exactly like I thought it would. A private jet. Okay. Team 7, me and you on the same thing. Cause that's on my phone right now. Private jet. And actually I meet a lot of men who have private jet, subscriptions. It's $500,000 a year and you still got to pay for the fuel. But my friends, like, well, I want to make sure I'm around people that are thinking just like me. I want people or beyond me to be it for that matter. Several Airbnbs. Okay. So are they still doing that though? But hey, you want that Dr. Gaza? Go for it. Fully paid off house. What would that feel like when you have a fully paid off house? That means you wouldn't have that payment anymore. What would you with the payment? A Volkswagen bug. Oh, that's so cute. Accounts for my kids' future. So you have enough money to pay for everything. More traveling. Where would you go? All these things. Fuck you, money to do whatever. Christina, yes. 100 million. Dr. Sheila, what does that look like? 100 million. I have a couple of friends that make 100 million a year. I'll tell you how they live right now. They live extraordinary, extraordinary, extraordinary. What would 100 million a year or a life look like for you? I was at a dinner party. My girlfriend invited me to speak to these wealthy women in Manhattan Beach in August. And she wanted me to come and give a talk on wealth consciousness. And the woman beside me here, she just sold her business for 750 million. The woman that sat to me here on the right, she makes about 200 million a year. And a couple of women over there, they're millionaires. You know, they were just regular millionaires and, just average ladies. And then another lady, Kim, who was there, she designed, all of the skincare line for celebrities like J-Lo, Demi Moore, all the women that that's what she did. And here's me giving this talk. I will tell you right now, those women have with this wealth, they live on a different level. They think about money in a different way because they have so much of it. It's not limited. What if you had all that money? What would you do with it? You got to get into that state on a daily basis. Okay. I want to make 1 million a year, only work 3 days a week and Those are 8-hour days. Girl, you want to work a lot, sounds like, Stella. Can be all 1 week a month. Okay. So how about you work maybe 5 hours a week and you make $1 million? Why don't we change that? Okay.
Stella, I used to say the exact same thing.
Hey, I want to
make $1 million and work 3 days a week and eight. No.
No, she makes 5 hours a week now.
Retire.
Yeah, if that. And she had kids. So I'm going through all of these. You guys are saying the same things. Now, what I want you guys to understand is I can't go all the way back, but I want you to realize that there was somebody that said something. I made a lot of money, but I don't have. I can't remember the comment was, but she said something like, I make a lot of money. I don't have a limited mindset, but I have to work hard. I feel like I have to work hard for it. Someone said that. I don't know who it was, but you have a limited mindset because you think you have to work hard. So you do, you have a limitation that the only way the wealth can come is to work hard. How many hours in a week do you have? How hard do you want to work? I mean, if you measure your wealth against how hard you work, you're doing it against your worth as opposed to what's available for you. Because if you don't work as hard, Christina, if you don't work it that hard, Rishi, if you think you have to work so hard, you're ingrained with the only way money comes in is through suffering. So that is a belief. That's a limitation. Almost every woman that comes to work with me has a belief. And I'll tell you why. Because programming, patterns, blueprints. If I didn't work hard, I didn't earn it. And if I didn't earn it, then it was too easy. That's the way your love is set up too. Your love is set up, everything in your life, it has to come at a cost, even the love that you receive. And it's a longer story, but it trickles down into your pattern as you were raised. If I didn't get it easy, then it had to come hard. So when you start rewiring that belief system around that I have to work hard, you're going to quantum leap. You're going to expand into the next level. It's just finding out why and where that came from and why it's true for you. You know, I don't work hard anymore. The moment that I was working on this program, making $1 million a month, it was in January, February, March. And I didn't work that hard in law school. But I remember I was like, me and my team, we were just like strapped. We were like doing all the things. And I'm like, I packed it in. I went through with it. But afterwards I was like, there's no amount of money in the world. There's no way I want to make money this way. There's absolutely zero way I want to make money this way. I know there's an easier way to make money. But sometimes we look at the shiny objects and when people are like, hey, come here, this look how easy it is. And it really isn't. Because I know the way I make money is the easiest way. I don't have to work as hard. I don't have a call before 12 o'clock any day. I wake up with my dream morning every single day. I get to work out every day. I have time for all the things. I go on dates with hunky Romanian men. And I have a life. I want that. You know, I go on vacation. I'm out on the weekends. I pick up and go to Miami on Friday. I have best friends. I have relationships. I'm at every single football game for my kids. I don't miss a damn thing. Because that to me is having it all. It's not like, well, you get just this and you get this. So think about your life. Think about where you are. I want to leave you with this. Where can you design the dream life that you want? Start with that. Start from the desired state. What would it look like? How would you wake up? What would your hours be? What would you be creating? How much money would you be making? What kind of impact? Because if your practitioner's in here, I guarantee you're wanting to make bigger impact in the world. It's not just about the money. It's about leaving something behind where, you know, you have done something to change the world. Because I tell you right now, impact to me is my wealth consciousness. If I can come into this program right now and have you shift just this much, and I'm doing this for free, come in here and do this, then to me, that's impact. That makes sense? This would be a paid program for like $1,000, if that, or more. But I, you know, coming in and sharing this abundance in my mind is impact. Having the ability to share what I have experienced is impact. And so when you do this work, you are going to help your clients, your life, your people in your life, you, everybody around you, because it's consciousness. It's not contained just to us. It's a frequency. It's out there. It's a vibration. It's a knowingness. I hope that makes sense. Go create what you want. I have about 5 minutes left. If you guys have a question, let me know.
I just want to piggyback that because when we create what we want, we still put limits on ourselves.
Yes.
So just try to get out of that logical state and get purely into emotional. Like, what do I truly, if I had anything in the world, what would it be? Because I still catch myself like, logically, let's throw it.
So someone else just asked how to shift into the feminine energy. You snap your fingers. No, I'm kidding. What it is you stop realizing that you're working constantly, nonstop, in a do. I'm a single mom, and the only way that I knew how to do things was to get everything done. I'm therapist, chauffeur. Someone just came to pick up something for my son and his girlfriend, and I'm like, okay, I'm constantly spread, realizing that how important that I am. And I think that that's the thing that we lack, is like putting ourselves first. And part of the feminine energy is your spiritual journey. And I don't know how awakened you guys are, but it's really coming and working through and transmuting a lot of the human experience that's happened to you. You know, it's about letting myself be okay with the mistakes I've made in my life, and knowing that I'm just always becoming a better version of myself all the time. And when you're in that masculine state, you're always strategically trying to logically figure things out. You're always trying to like one up your own self. You're trying, like, I'm super smart, and many of you are too. It's like, I'm always trying to figure it out. When you're not figuring it out, you're allowing, you're like, you're knowing, you're trusting, you're at peace. You have this calmness about you. You are not in a constant fight or flight with your nervous system. That makes sense? There's a spiritual connection that happens. Your intuition starts really firing up, and you listen to it. You don't ignore it. You trust the process. Many of the times you guys are, I would say about 99% of you are highly intuitive in here. Would you say that? You know, thanks, highly intuitive. But how many of you listen to it 100%? Now that's the question. When you start being in that feminine state, you don't question it anymore. If I see a freaking butterfly down there and I'm supposed to see a butterfly today, guess what? I'm following that butterfly. I know it sounds crazy. But if I see something that I've been asking for, if I see the guidance and something happening, I listen to it. I don't second guess things anymore. Kylie's really good at that. She'll trust. She's like, I know this is right now. And she acts on it. She is your leader. Well, I know this is the thing to do. I'm doing it now. And she takes away that like self-sabotage. She takes away that I'm not good enough. She takes away that like second guessing herself, because when you have conviction about whatever it is you're doing, it will come to pass like that. That's where the quantum leaps come from. I have an expectation that everything's going to work out. I always get what I want. I just taught this on a 3-day event just a couple of days ago. I always get what I want. I always get what I want. You do too. So the feminine knows she just gets taken care of. She always gets what she wants. Really. You don't have to make it work, because you're fully supported by the universe, God, whoever you're like, whatever you identify with, but you're always taken care of. Hard concept, I know. But when you get it and you understand it, you're like, how did I live like this before? I mean, I was a lawyer, pinstripe suit, getting into court all the time. I mean, I would tell everybody, this is what's going to happen. Get out of my way. You know, and now I'm like, you know, it's that saying, you give them, you catch more bees with honey than you do somewhere else. I don't know what the saying is, but that's how I am now. I'm like, I walk into a room, people come up to me and ask me what I want. I'm like, of course. They're here to put the grapes in my mouth and let me eat them. That's the energy you want to be in. Then the opportunities open up. Clients come out of nowhere. People are there to help you because they want to be a part of that. Yeah. You don't have to fight to get it done. You then have a team. My team supports me so much because I know I get to be supported. When you're constantly in that masculine state, trying to create the wealth, you have a really hard time allowing yourself to be supported, because you want to do bad all by yourself. Because if I let someone in, I'm showing a sign of weakness. Something you got to rewire and let people support you. And then you'll start seeing the wealth come in.
That's with anything. Like if someone's like, hey, here, you know, the first time somebody was giving cash to my son, I had to fight it. Like, no, we don't, you don't need to do that. No, I let them give it to him freely. When someone's trying to help you, let them help you freely. Like we're about to move in the next 2 weeks. Speaking of, I get everything I want. I tell myself that all the time. I get everything I want. I got the house I wanted. I'm going to get the pool I want. I'm going to get like all the, at first Andrew, my husband was like, we're not spending $25,000 on new furniture. Well, you better believe I'm spending $25,000 on new furniture because I want what I want. And then you get into that state and you create it and you attract it. And as soon as you have the confidence that that becomes your reality, it's like, snap.
It's magic. Anyway. This is the work that's missing amongst a lot of the things out there. This is why I'm teaching it, you know, because it affects your business. I could even go look at your offers and be like, okay, where's your wealth consciousness limited with your pricing, how you're doing things. You have to just start being honest with yourself. What do you want? Last little story I'll tell you really quickly. When I was at that dinner in California, there's a woman up there that was sitting there and she said, she was a millionaire. And she said, I know my money belief. I said, what is it? I think rich people are bad. They're greedy. I know that. My mom told me that. I believe that my whole life. I said, okay. I said, why do you want more money? She's like, well, you know, I want to help people. I want to donate. I want to create a foundation. I said, okay, those are all really amazing things. Is that why you really want money? Well, yeah, because rich people are bad. So if I went and did things with the money, then I would be bad for wanting more. I'm like, do you just want the money? She looked at me and she's like, yeah, so I can go give it. I'm like, do you just want the money? She's like, yes, I just want the money. I go, do you really want to do all this stuff that you're talking about? Not really. Why are you saying that? Because then I'll feel better about having it. So you just want it because you want it. Yes. Okay, so then why can't you have it? Well, I don't know. Because I believed so long that I couldn't. And then she's like, holy shit. I go, am I that person? I'm rich. No. Are these women in the room bad? No. So your argument has a fallacy with it. It can't hold up in court. She's like, so I just get to be rich because I want to be rich? I get to have it because I want to have it? I said, permission granted. Yes, ma'am. She left there on a high. She's been posting it all over the internet. And guess what? She just made more money. You just don't know what you're thinking and believing. But you just get to have it just because you want it. As selfish as that sounds, you just get to have it because you just want it. You don't have to have any conditions on it. And yes, because I said so. And if you have a hard time believing it, what would Shamina do? What would Shamina think? What would Kylie think? Because she's your leader. What would Kylie think? I just get to have it because I want it.
Exactly what I say. And I want it. That means I get to have it.
There's a song too. I want it. I got it. I'm singing in my head right now. But that's it. So when someone asks you why you want it, first of all, if you have to defend it, it's none of their business. And if somebody asks you, okay, I want it. Oh, so you're greedy. That's up to you. Anytime someone judges what I have, I'm like, wow, that's your belief that you think you can have it. Okay, sorry for you. I feel I can. Basically, that's all I say. That's my argument. Oh, why would you want a G-Wagon? Because I can. You're crazy to spend that money. I'm like, well, I'm so sorry that you believe that because that's why you won't have one. Bye. Basically, sticks and stones won't break my bones. I don't care. You have to be unapologetic about it. I want it because I just want it. And with that said, I am complete right now. So.
It's awesome because I've known her for a couple of years now. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, she is such a triggering woman. And it's like, wait a second. No, she's triggering because she has what I want. And when you go past that, it's like, all right, if they can do it, so can I. That's all it comes down to. Just find somebody who's doing what you have and doing what you want. And they're your proof.
One thing I would check in with yourself, if you cannot be happy for someone else's success, you've got to work on something. See, for me, I want everybody around me to win because I live in abundance. I know that if Kylie makes $5 million, that doesn't take away from the money I'm going to make. I mean, I just want her to be the wealthiest version of herself. So I am somebody who's going to be like, you want it? Let's go. Like, and there's very few people in the world that think and live like that. But if you could become one of them, you will be a higher attractor for abundance. So check in with yourself. If you see someone like happy, they got married and you sit there and go, well, he's kind of ugly. Like if you're like, well, gosh, that purse does not match her shoes. If you see yourself judging, that's the limitation around your wealth. I had to become a person who never judges. I'm like, oh, she wants to do that. Well, good for her. It's none of my business, because if I let that stuff become my business, I affect my wealth. Really, really quick, careful thing to do. And when you start shifting into that next level, you become, because women who make $750 million a year, they don't care about what you're doing. They only care about themselves. This is where you have to be selfish. Okay. That's it.
Opportunities, opportunities, opportunities. They're everywhere around you. In fact, we have our very next opportunity. If you've ever wished somebody would just take functional medicine and make it easy, give you a step-by-step process for any client who comes seeking for your help, and to figure out that process with the blood work they already have, well, come join us. I have a brand new one-day event called Functional Medicine Made Easy. We are live on April 19th. So come join us live or grab access to the replay at drkylieburton.com/FM. That's happening this month. So come get your detailed step-by-step how to treat a patient in the functional medicine world and make functional medicine complication and parts of it very, very simple in a step-by-step process. Again, that's Functional Medicine Made Easy, our one-day event happening April 19th. Go to drkylieburton.com/FM to learn more. Now, these podcasts in this month are sponsored by two of my very favorite people to work with, Starwalker Organic Farms and virtualclinic.md. Starwalker Organic Farms is a third-generation family-run farm deeply committed to producing the highest quality organic beef, pork, and artisanal jerky. With a strong belief in the power of regenerative farming, they aim to produce not only richer, more nutritious products, but also to nurture the land for generations to come. Their dedication to organic and humane practices means every cut of meat supports wellness, the environment, and the well-being of our animals. And the best part is they ship nationwide, bringing the Starwalker difference directly to your door. Elevate your health with sustainably sourced meats. Visit them at starwalkerorganicfarms.com to discover more. If you've ever wondered about where is the place to order labs, whether it be functional medicine labs or regular blood work, virtualclinic.md has you covered. As long as you run a health business and you have some type of certification or licensure, you can order labs. So create your account and start ordering them today. Tell them I sent you. Virtualclinic.md. See you next time.